This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Yes, 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 yes. What's up, what's up, what's up? I'm your host, Drinks on Russ.
What up, Russ?
What's going on, Stu? How you doing, man? How you doing? How's everything, Stu?
Man, I'm good, man.
Everything's good? Well, we're going to do another show, and y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. I'm your host, Russ Haywood, and we are on Blog Talk Radio, Beef Stew Radio, / Beef Stew Radio. What's going on, my man, Big Stu? How's everything, B? I got my DJ Big Stu in the house.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good, man. Still a little hyped up from yesterday, man, when we had that war with them ladies, man. You know what I mean? We was actually going hard.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to go into it on the second half of the show. But, you know, we got our show to do today and everything. And you know how we do it. We do it up with our recipes and everything. I'm going to be bringing y'all the best drink recipes today. I'm going to do a nouveau drink today, and I'll probably do a kamikaze drink today. I'm gonna be giving up the recipes for that. You know, Steve Harvey is coming out with a movie, Think Like a Man. They're gonna be in theaters March 9th. So I got like 6 questions that's from the movie. What's your man type? And I got like 6 questions or 6 answers that I'm gonna be saying about what's your man type. We got our little regular news today, and I'm going to start it off like this because last week we didn't get a chance to talk about it because, you know, Stu, we was on the air as the Oscars was going on, so me and you didn't really have a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't really be representing the Oscars, man. You know, not too many brothers and sisters win that award, man. You know, did a brother win the award that day?
Hey, I was looking at the sisters. It was really 2 sisters that I was looking at. I was looking at Octavia Spencer. I was looking at her, and she won.
That's great.
She won for Best Supporting Actress in The Help. And the other lady that I was looking at was Viola Davis, because I really wanted Viola to win. But she didn't win. Meryl Streep won the spot that she won the award that she was supposed to get. Meryl Streep won it. And Octavia Spencer won, so that's good. I mean, that is very good that Octavia Spencer had won. And then, you know, like the next day or something like that, she was on the Today Show with Al Roker and everything like that, and she cracked a joke how I want my boobs stapled to my shoulders so when I'm 70 years old, they'll be in the right place.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Because, you know, she got some big boobs, B. She got some big boobs.
You know, Kappa got this bell on this thing that every time you say you know, the bell's going to go off automatically, so...
It is?
Yeah, that's you just said you know, so it went on every time it, you see?
Yeah, you know? And it's automatically already set there? What he set that there for?
You know, so we can't say it no more.
It's okay. But getting back to the awards and everything like that, the Oscars and everything like that, she won for Best Supporting Actress in The Help and everything like that, and Viola Davis lost, and me and you didn't even really get chance to talk about it last week. Another thing that me and you didn't really get chance to talk about, Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh,
have you been watching it?
No, I haven't. Actually, yeah. I haven't.
See, that's another thing. See, it just now went off, and now we on the air and everything like that. And I watched the Celebrity Apprentice. It got... Our man Arsenio Hall is on there. Michael Andretti is on there. He's a race car driver. George Takei from Star Trek. I'm not a real big Star Trek fan. Lisa Lampanelli is on there and everything like that. Victoria Gotti was on there. But, you know, Victoria Gotti got kicked off last week. Victoria Gotti got kicked off last week. You know how Donald Trump do that. You're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired. So, you know, like, he kicked two people off. The first person was Debbie Gibson, and the second person was Victoria Gotti. And I really don't know who lost, but I'm going to come back and let you know who lost, because I'm going to run in that green room and find out who lost. So, what's up with you, Stu? How's everything with you?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. You know, I'm actually going to go down to Blog Talk tomorrow and try out a new studio. You know, go down to the station tomorrow and try out a new studio, test it out, see how that's working. I'm real excited about that. And, you know,
oh, that's nice. That is very nice. That is very nice.
But are you ready for next week? I mean, next week, man, you got a big show, man. I heard you got a big guest coming on your show.
Yes,
man.
I do. Yes, I do. I have a very, very big guest coming on my show next week. And can you please tell the people who it is?
Dag, I don't have it right in front of me. But I know it's going to be here. I know it's going to be about, if I'm correct, it's going to be about a new show that's going to be something like about Soul Train.
That's
it's a hotter
right.
version of Soul Train, and it's supposed to be a new show, and they're supposed to come on there and talk about it. I know that's going to be real hot. It's like going to be the new version of Soul Train.
Okay, cool. Don't worry about it. I'm going to talk about it before I go off, okay? I got everything down packed. But, you know, I gave you a list of songs today, because the reason why I gave you that list of songs today is because I would like to know. And y'all can feel free to call in. Feel free to call in. Y'all can call in to me. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Let me repeat it.
Or they can call toll-free at 877-288-6883. Call toll-free at 877-288-6883.
Okay. Now, I gave you a list of songs today because I wanted to play these list of songs today because I want to know, who is the hottest camp out there today, like in rapping? What is the hottest camp out there? Who was the hottest camp? You understand what I'm saying? Because,
well, everybody who had a hit record basically was the hottest camp one time at another. You know, you had to say Bad Boy had they day, Death Row had they day. Now it's like maybe like Maybach or Young Money. You know what I mean? That's what people would say. I would say who made the most sales. And that's what you have to say. Just because you see a dude on a video with the most jewelry or a dude with the most cars don't mean that their label made the most money. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you're looking
that's
at,
right.
what, if you're looking at, you know, clothing-wise, if you're looking at things like to that nature, then you might say, you know,
Puffy.
A Maybach or Young Money.
Yes, that's what I think. And to me, I think like one of the hottest camps that everybody always sleeping on is Puffy's camp. I think Puffy's camp, but then as I say Puffy camp, they be like, no, Rick Ross and them. Rick Ross, them YMCM, they the hottest camp out, and just that in a third, and so you got me talking around that word.
Yeah,
you see that already, right? You have me talking around that word, but as they say Rick Ross and them is the hottest camp. Rick Ross, he's down with YCMB, and I don't understand, who is Rick Ross down with. He's down with YMCMB. What is Maybach
music?
What is going on with his whole camp?
He's down with Maybach music. That's his clue, you know. And he basically got a little camp. Like, you know, he got Wale. He got Meek Mills. He got Ace Hood, I think, rolling with them. You know, that's his camp. Maybach music. A couple of, you know, they show the Florida.
Okay.
YMCMB is out of New Orleans, Louisiana. That's
okay.
Lil Wayne.
Stu, you echoing, but go on. Like, move your mic over some.
Okay, go on. Yeah, but, you know, that's Lil Wayne in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, because me, myself, I didn't understand who is who. Why is it YCMB? What happened to Young Money and everything like that? Then when I start putting everything together, I find out that Lil Wayne might have been possibly leaving Cash Money. He was talking about leaving at one time, so they came out with YCMB. But see, that's the thing about it. I want the callers to call in and y'all tell me what is the hottest camp in the rap game. I understand that Rick Ross and them is the hottest right now today, but like, what is the hottest camp? what camp makes the most money? Y'all can give me a call, and the number is 1-877-288-6883. Or y'all can call 914-338-1685. Let me repeat it, 914-338-1685. And y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, which I host Russ Haywood on B Stew Radio. And let me get into something else with you. Do you know who is Moses Levy?
No, I don't.
You don't know who's Moses Levy? Well, Moses Levy is Shine. And I was reading an article back in January. Sean P. Diddy Combs and Shine reportedly settled a difference over the phone and made plans to meet one another in Paris. They have a little article on it where he's talking and everything. He looked like a straight Jew. He looked like a black Jew.
Yeah, yeah, I heard he's a Buddhist now or something like that, right? Or a Jewish person now.
Yes.
He changed his whole life. Yeah, Shine Levy,
yes.
He did go Judah.
Yes,
he did go to Judaism.
He had the beard, the hair. He has everything. He has everything. He was walking around with the black hole. But you know, they do have Jews that are black. You know that, right, Cass?
No, they do. Well, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. always claimed that.
Okay.
You know, now the question that I have, because, you know,
Jews
they never mentioned
Sammy
Davis. Huh?
Hoxitic Jews,
yeah,
some of them
are
black.
Because, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. used to say he was a Jew. But, you know, and I think maybe I always wondered that's why Sammy Davis Jr. don't get really recognition on Black History Month. You ever notice that?
Okay.
Like, you don't really never hear them talk about Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay. Him and Puffy met out in Paris at the Kenzo show and Paris Fashion Week. They had met out there and settled their differences and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good that they did settle their differences because, you know, the man was locked up for 9 years.
I mean, it ain't really too much differences you can settle. He's going to always bear some type of heart bear in his chest, and then his career is basically sunken. He came out with a record, and it didn't do really nothing. You know what I mean? It was all right, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't what everybody expected.
A record or an album?
I heard one record. I didn't even get into the album because nothing else really came to, you know, to me from the record pools, you know what I mean? And, you know, once you don't get the first joint, that's how you don't even look into the second joint, you know what I mean? It wasn't what everybody expected, you know what I mean? For sure.
Okay.
And you didn't hear too much about it, you know? It went and it came. And got home. So, you know, you would have expected people to have been like, yo, Shine is doing this, Shine is doing that. And it didn't do really, I don't know. But I like Shine, you know. I like his stuff. I think he's hot.
Yeah, I like his stuff, too. And I think he's hot, too. But I just want to see what he's going to sound like now. I just want to see if he's going to get up there and just start talking all this crazy talk. But it's okay. And we have some more news for you. Young Buck.
Yeah.
Shot at 11 times in attempted drive-by. You heard about that, Stu?
Yeah, I heard a little something.
You heard about that Young Buck just cannot win? The former G-Unit rapper was driving an SUV in Nashville when a white Tahoe pulled aside and opened fire. 11 shots, Young Buck riding, but he wasn't hit. He wasn't harmed or anything like that, but it was a female riding in the car that was shot in the shoulder. The shooting occurred at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. The woman was taken to the hospital. So what he was doing, coming from a party or something?
Probably so.
Nashville? Come on, man. Nashville, everything in Nashville closed like 12, 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, everything shut down.
Yeah.
But you
he's from Tennessee, right? And he's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's from Tennessee, so you know.
They got some other backyard boogies down there that's just doing it. You know, they got some other backyard boogies that is just doing it.
Dirty,
man. Word up.
Dirty, 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 man.
That's right. Dirty, dirty, dirty South. Dirty South. Let me ask you another question, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the new Facebook? Because me
but the new way it looks?
Yeah.
Timeline thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm getting used to it. I kind of like it. I think it's kind of nice. To me, it's like they've been a little bit off of MySpace, though, you know? It's like they took the MySpace. Me and Kappa was talking about that. Kappa brought that to my attention.
That's the way I feel. I feel that they had took a little bit of MySpace.
Yeah.
And they brought a little bit of MySpace to it. But it was kind of hard and difficult dealing with it. Like, certain things didn't work at first. But now that I'm starting to get used to it, now that I'm playing with the computer more, I'm starting to get more and more used to it.
It does a nice job with the pictures, like make pictures nice and big and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
There's a little clip. Like, you know, you used to see the pictures. You put your pictures in, it'd be a little tiny thing. Then people got to click onto it. Now at least your pictures be bigger on the timeline, you know?
Yeah. I must say that. Yeah, I can agree with you on
that.
I could definitely agree with you on that and everything like that. And let's see who's the hottest camp out here today, man. You do you
Before we go on, we just got to give a shout-out to Radio Guest List. You know, Radio Guest List, that's the people that be helping us get a lot of guests on Beast Dude Radio. I want to give a big shout-out to them.
Got
to show them love, man. RadioGuestList.com. You know what I mean? Make sure if you got a podcast show, you need to hook up with them. Sign up for free, man. It's a blessing, man. RadioGuestList.com. You know, Beast Dude Radio, we support them, man. So I just want to make sure to give them a shout-out real fast.
Yes. And I want to give a shout-out to Shannon Holmes from Rhymes and Dimes magazine. I had talked to him earlier this week, and I'm waiting for some new episodes, and we're trying to do some things with them, so I want to give a shout-out to him. And I suppose we're having some promoters or producers calling in this evening that's throwing a couple of parties and everything like
all right.
that. That's we're going to get to the callers and everything, and y'all listening to Drinks on Russ with your host, Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. It's 1-877-288-6883. Or y'all can go with pay your own money, 914-338-1685. And I'm on BeastStewRadio.com. And, Stu, do you have some music for me, man? Because we got to get to this. We definitely got to get to this, man. What is the hottest camp out here right now, man?
Well, Let's play a little bit of Wale, you know, featuring Rick Ross, and then play a little Wale again, man. Let's do it like that.
And let's just get these
Let's play the Maybach camp and see who feels that the Maybach camp is popping. Let's do
it. All right, well, go with it, DJ.
Woo! Woo! Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip.
Yes,
same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit.
Yeah.
They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit.
Never.
Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on a news clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down.
Bling.
We poppin' bottles like I scored a winning touchdown.
Score.
Remember me dead broke.
Broke,
look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold 100,000 for my album got dropped. And I'm only 23. I'm the shit now. Look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Shorty asked me for a check. I told that bitch like no way. Cause I made it from the bottom. It was never no way. And I never had a job. You know I had to sell. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I call a shot.
Call a shot.
I'm with the murder team.
Call a cop.
We in the building.
Y'all are not.
You sure on the paper, you gon' ball or not.
Bitch, I'm a ball.
I'm a ball.
Bitch, I'm a ball.
I'm a ball.
I play the shot. I call the call. We in the ditch. It's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a ball.
I'm a ball.
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 I play the shot. I call the call.
Yeah.
Got so many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' eat. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack. Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400 down, bitch, you wish you saved.
Bitch, I'm a ball.
I'm a ball.
Bitch, I'm a ball.
I'm a ball.
I play the shot. I call the call. We in this bitch. It's going down. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot. I got a gun.
Yeah.
Hey. Couple cars I don't never drive. Bikes I don't never ride. Crib I ain't never been. Pool I don't never swim. Fool, you ain't better than I move like the president.
Yeah.
Everything black on black. You know I be strapping that. Ratting ass niggas walking around wearing wires.
Right.
Fucking up the game. Got the hood on fire.
Right.
Bitch, I'm a king.
King.
Call me sire. You say I don't run my city. You a motherfucking liar. I'm a boss. You a pro. You cross the line, I get you murdered for a call.
Murder.
I'm in Vegas.
If I'm in Vegas.
I took the love.
Took the love.
At the fight, we watch the floor. We on the floor.
We on the floor.
Yeah. Get money, don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. I ain't never drop a dime. You ain't take nothing from me in the hood every day. Bitch, I'm good. What I say?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the call. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, let's get it with my motherfucking crowd. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Playback music.
Let me rap to you real quick. I wanna enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying that in nature. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil' vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with purse. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to let you fly.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull. But your potion number nine, navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. So I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Or is it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, baby, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Don't know me, don't know me.
Satisfied. Ha 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 ha. What's up, Big Stu?
What's good, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? What's going on? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. I'm your host, Russ Haywood. We are on Big Stu Radio. Feel free to call in because I'm asking a question of what is the hottest group, the hottest team out in the rap game right now, before, like me, I think it's Puffy. No matter what, I think Puffy just be holding it down. Stu, who you got? You got West
Coast?
Yeah,
I would say right now it's Rick Ross and them. It's Maybach Music. That's what I'm going to say, Maybach Music.
Okay, no problem. I heard
that
we have a caller.
The making money in hip-hop is Jay-Z to me, but the team that's making money right now, the hottest team, would be Maybach. It'd be a toss between Maybach and Young Money, but I'll say Maybach probably got him.
Okay, no problem. I have no problem with that, Stu. That's your judgment, but, you know, we're going to let these callers decide who they think is the hottest crew out in the rap game right now. Stu, let me say one more thing to you, because somebody just now handed me off paper about something about Ben Rings. Yes.
What happened?
Say his name again.
Ben Rings.
Okay. Well, he was here in Harlem over the weekend. He was up at, okay, here it is. Tony Award winning actor Ben Vane speak out at a propose of the study of black history at the Art and Education and Television. Roots had performed in Broadway production. It's at Jesus Christ Superstar, and it's on a City College at 135th Street. He was there over the weekend. They just now handed me this paper.
Wow.
So
you know, Pooch Hall was at a Rope-A-Dope party hosting the other night. From what's the name? Pooch, what's the name? Not Pooch Hall. What's the guy named from the game? Yeah, one of the guys from the game. The TV show, The Game. That's on BET.
I don't even watch that.
I think it's Pooch Hall. I'm not sure. I think it's something like that. Well, I know he was at the one to go out with the twin. The one that used to go out with his girlfriend is the twin that used to be on the Sister. Well,
yeah.
For those of y'all that's out there, y'all know who that is. Well, he was at Rope-A-Dope joint the other night, man. He was hosting there. It was kind of fat.
Yeah, I hear that they got a Tuesday thing going on now or something.
Well,
like
it was
that,
actually
maybe.
On the Tuesday thing. It was actually the Tuesday thing, and he was hosting it that night.
Okay, that's nice.
Last Tuesday,
nice.
Rather, yeah.
Okay, cool. You want to go into what's your man type, or you want to give out a drink recipe?
Well,
we
got Clippers on the line, man.
Oh, we do? We have callers?
Yeah, we got Clippers.
Okay, send it through.
Clippers,
hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello? Yo, what up?
What up? What's your name, man?
Yo, this is AKA Clippers.
What's going on, Clippers? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. Just laid back in here listening to the radio show.
Thank you very much.
Give my people support, because I'm supporting them all the way. I'm definitely on some laid back shit. So, on the laid back music, I'm definitely with that. Rick Ross is definitely popping off right now because I got a chance to listen to some of his stuff the other day. But Rick Ross definitely got it going on right now with that laid back joint, man. Them songs was popping right now. So, I could definitely get with that. Now, I hear Puffy, I hear Puffy all the time, but, right now, my ears like to hear new things. So, the new things right now is Rick Ross, and he definitely got it going on right now with that Maybach music. So, I'm going to give him props and give him shout-out to Rick Ross. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep making that flavor, and keep doing what you're doing,
Okay.
I told you, Russ.
I know, and you winning. You winning so far. You got two so far. You winning so far, but it's okay. It's okay. My man Clippers, where you from, man? What you representing?
I'm representing straight from Spanish Harlem, West Side, all around town. I'm all five boroughs, to tell you the truth, but I'm representing Spanish Harlem. I'm from 105
representing Harlem.
Avenue, I'm representing 132 Park and Madison, Steak and Lincoln and all
okay.
that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm on the move, Because, as I do,
you feel
I'm
like you go from the river to the bridge, man.
Yeah,
from the river to the bridge.
From the bridge to the river, So my hair cutting is known all over. So, I'm not stagnating in one spot, but, I'm going to keep it moving always. That's just how I do it.
Thank you, Clippers. That's right.
Keeping it all the way live, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Dog, you know, so I got to make sure everybody know that. I'm from river to river, city to city. And if I'm and when I make it, I'm going to be state to state, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. But
what I do.
That's what you do, man. And thanks for calling in and everything, man. And just listen. And thanks for everything, man, for listening to Drinks on Russ.
Well, no doubt.
And my man,
yo, sooner or later, I just want to let you know I'm about to get up with Drinks on Russ, you know what I'm saying, because I got my own little cooking segment I'm about to put out there, you know, and I want to I got to hook up with Drinks on Russ, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, my cooking show is the Ghetto Cooking Project. But, you know, once I get it all established, you know, my recipes and my meals will be up on the website as well. So, you know, once I get hooked up with Drinks on Russ, you know, we're going to put our heads together and we're going to make it do what it do. So, you know, just look out for the Ghetto Cooking Project, you know what I mean?
Okay,
you know, flavors and all that, all kinds of dishes, all kinds of meals, you know what I mean? Because I'm one of them cats that, you know, I stay in the kitchen. I love cooking, you know what I'm saying? That's my second life besides cutting hair.
That's
you know,
right.
You, look,
you,
a new
you
movement
have to cook
with
for
men
the wild,
cooking
right?
Right now. It seems like men is cooking extra right
yeah.
now. There's a new
yeah.
movement.
You men is going. We gonna make it. We gonna make a roar down the chef lane all automatic. You know what I mean? So just look out for, you know, like I said, a Ghetto Cooking Project. You know, with your man Victor Gibson, aka Clippers, on the side. You know what I mean? So I'm creating some marvelous dishes. And a lot of dishes to coincide with the Drinks on Russ. So, you know, when you get the Drinks on Russ, you're going to have that nice meal to eat with that Drinks on Russ. And, you know, everything's going to just, that flavor just going to come together as one. And once you taste that on your palate and you put that drink in your mouth, you're going to know that these two cats, they definitely got together and they, you know, they did what they said they was going to do. You know,
that's
I just want to give you know, say love to,
I hear that.
To my dogs like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, once you fill the belly, you're going to fill the soul. And we're going to fill up everything else that need to be taken care of, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to come live, man. We got to make sure that, you know, all these undergrounds in the ghetto know that, you know, we here, you know what I'm saying? We're using Big Stu Radio. You know, we got a person that's going to give us a voice. So, you know, everybody get out there and, you know, support these brothers and men because they're definitely doing a good thing, man. They're definitely doing a positive and they're doing a big time, you know what I mean? And saying much
thank you,
love. You know,
I appreciate
love.
That, man. I really do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Good luck with that too, man. You know,
I definitely
do. I definitely gonna keep y'all, in, you know, keep y'all in mind and keep y'all updated, you know, on the things that I do.
All right. Thank you, man. All
right. No
one
doubt.
One love,
I'll
y'all.
Talk to you later. One always.
All right.
Always one love, y'all.
All right. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ with your host Russ Haywood.
Russ, you cooking now, huh? You cooking ghetto meals? What's a ghetto meal, Russ? If you don't mind me asking before you get
money, money. You're listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. Or y'all can call in at 1-914-338-1685. And so far, Stu, you are winning. You're winning so far, Stu, but it's okay. So far, you winning. It's 2-1, and I'm going to keep track of it and everything. I'm going to keep track of it. But, yo, let's give out our first drink.
All right, do that.
We'll give out our first drink because, you know, we got
drink?
Some more news.
And you always
everything.
Make us drink the second drink, you know. Why do you do that, though, first? You don't never let us drink the first drink. You just give it out, but you make us drink the second drink. Why
Because,
that?
You know, that's the thing that I do. That's the thing that I do. Like, the first
no
drink that I'm
reason.
Giving out
you
is a...
comfortable.
Yeah, is a kamikaze, right? The first drink I'm giving out is a kamikaze. Then the second drink, I'm going to give out the Nouveau... lemon sherbet. And that's the drink that I want to drink. Like, I already tasted a kamikaze. I already know what's that about. But this other drink, the second drink, I never tasted. So I'm going to make that drink for me and you.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you just want to what? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do your drink, and then I'm just going to talk to you about something. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Well, my first drink for the night on Drinks on Russ is a kamikaze. This drink is best served with Smirnoff Vodka, regular Smirnoff Vodka in the red label. That is number 21. And this drink is for 4 servings. You ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
5 ounces of Smirnoff Vodka, number 21. That's the one with the red label. 1 ounce of Triple Sec. 1 ounce of lemon juice. Add lemon juice, triple sec, and Smirnoff vodka. Shake and strain into a short glass. And that was the first drink for the night, a kamikaze.
Now, Kappa wanted me to ask you something. Yesterday, man, it seemed like you didn't hold us down, man. And, you know, you got lost in the middle of the battle last night, man. I got to tell you, man, the brothers, we was wondering what happened, man. You got real quiet on us. You know, you got to redeem yourself tonight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because
okay. Let's talk about last night. Let's talk about
Last
night, me and you was invited to a show. And there was a lady, that's right, the young lady name was Mimi, and the name of the show was what?
Hot Talk.
Hot Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it was a table discussing, why do men cheat?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. And I got in some of my questions, but you was my backup, and I was your backup, and you went and shut the whole thing down. You shut it down. I got in at least a good 8 to 10 questions I got in that was good, but you got in like 20 to 25, but those was excellent questions, and I felt that you shut it down last night.
Well, we felt that being that you was around the powers that may be.
Yeah.
That you couldn't be, you know what I'm saying? Because when the powers may be came on, you just couldn't, you totally shut down. You know? I'm not going to lie.
Yo, powers that may can be did what they did and broke out and went to a party. They left the studio and went to a party right after they said what they said, because that was the reason why they came here, just to say what they wanted to say. But let's get into it even further. You want to get into it a little bit more?
More deeper, because you pull the vent and let your side go off. That's what this show, Russ Go Crazy. We want to see you go crazy. You didn't go crazy yesterday.
Why do men cheat? And that's what it was. Why do men cheat? And I said that sometimes we cheat for financial reasons, right? And I said that the financial reasons was that some ladies pay men for other things, and that was the reason why. That was one thing I had said. Why do a men cheat? When Adam and Eve was here, it wasn't only Eve, it was someone else to make the world better, to populate the world. It was something like that I had said.
Yeah, something like that.
but what did you say? Tell the people what did you say, because you really, like, went in.
Well, I basically said that we were the kings, and that's why we the domination. You know, I spoke on the male dominance and the king and the genetics of us. If you look at everything, the male has to conquer. I'm not saying that it's right, but, you know. I'm just saying that was my opinion on why men cheat, because, you know, just what's in us is, you know, we can control it at a certain point of our lives. But when you're a young man, you know, and you're running around and single, or, you know, you're not really serious about a lady or really thinking about marriage or nothing, you will tend to, you know, run around and conquer.
True. And I also had said something about it's not really cheating, because in the Muslim culture, they're allowed to have 7 wives as long as they treat each and every last one of those wives the same, right? If he buy one wife a house, he have to buy the second wife, the third wife, and the fourth wife a house, because he have to treat everyone the same. So why do a man cheat? Because we do what we do because we can do that. That's why.
So you didn't say
cheat.
That yesterday, though.
Huh?
You ain't say it like that yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
Because, hey. those were some strong ladies that was on that panel now. They wasn't just letting you just say what you want to say without them just screaming on you and just be like,
yeah.
And they was just getting on you. They was just getting on me. That's why I had to sit back sometimes and, like, crawl in my corner. Then, you know, like, powers to be would look left, And you know, like I'm looking at it, I'm like, hey, I need some. I need you right now. You know what I'm saying? So I had to like pull off a little bit. But it's okay. But why do men cheat? Some men, if y'all feel free to tell me why do men cheat, call in. The number is 1-877.
But I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Have you ever cheated in your life? Not now, but you know, when you any time in your life for money, for finance.
Yes. That's why I said it.
And do you find it easier now? This is something too. They say, dude, that we cheat with the Caucasian women. Do you find a Caucasian relationship is basically for financial reasons or any other reason?
Well, yes. Some Caucasian relationships do be for financial reasons.
Wow.
I think so, yes.
All right. I'm asking you, have you ever?
Yes.
Even in the Caucasian situation.
Yes.
All right, let's get into some music, man.
Yes. But hold up. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ
hold
Haywood.
Up.
Feel free to call in 1-877-288-6883. And we want to know what is the hottest crew out. Go ahead, Stu. You can get into it.
Play some Bottle on Camera.
All right, bet. Go ahead.
dedicate to one song only.
Yes, you have your troubles in my time.
So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. The first nigga gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know this, don't shit fade. And as we go, 0 for 82 when I look at you like this shit crazy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, this we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick-tock. All the mods that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. Ball so hard, let's get faded. Liberties for like 6 days. Gold bottles, soul models, spilling ace on my 6 J's. Ball so hard, bitch behave. Just might let you meet gay. Shot town, T-Rose, moving the next BK. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crazy. That shit crazy. That shit crazy.
Walk on so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crazy. That shit crazy. That shit crazy. He said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom style. And show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot.
That shit crazy.
That shit crazy.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish filet.
Ball so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, you don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my nigga? Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
Watching the throne, don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying, acting like the summer ain't mine.
I got that hot bitch in my home.
You know how many hot bitches I own. Don't let me get in my zone. 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 The stars is in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
That was nice. That was nice, Big Stu. What's going
yes,
on,
sir.
Big
yes,
Stu?
Sir.
What's going on? Y'all listening to building. Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. Y'all can call in. Feel free. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And y'all listening to BeefStewRadio.com.
Yes,
Stu.
Yes, sir, man.
That was nice, man. But, yo. That was Jim Jones that you played back there with that Dipset, with that Cameron.
Yeah, man.
Because me personally, I think Jim Jones held down the whole Harlem single-handedly by himself.
He did for a while. You know, he came out with Ballin'. Harlem was missing for a minute. And when he came out with Ballin', and he just put us back on the map, you know. And the thing about it, man, he was like the one of the Dipset that people didn't really think was going to do that like that. You know what I mean?
That,
They looked at him just to be the businessman, and he was like, at one point in time, he was considered Cam's sidekick or Cam homeboy, but he turned out to be the one that really turned it up. I mean, I'm still a Jules Santana fan myself, too, but honestly, Jim Jones turned it up on putting Harlem on the map, doing a lot of collabos, putting the Harlem swag on the map. You know, then they made a little with the skateboard movement. You know what
yeah.
I mean? They made a whole thing, the skateboard dress, a whole trend set with that. So even though
yeah,
I'm not with
did.
That, but I got to
yeah,
give them props that they did do that.
Yeah, he was like, they was like one of the first crew that was wearing them tight jeans, right?
Yeah, you know, it's that whole thing.
With
the
dog
sneakers,
chains and everything,
the
right?
The dog chains and the tight shirts, you know what I mean? They was they brought it out, and it was and a trend followed with them. So you got to look at that, you know what I mean? So they
yeah.
put all of them on the map. You
yeah,
know?
You definitely got to give it to him. He singly, handily did it for Harlem. And I want to thank him.
I'm upset about Harlem because Harlem have a lot of dope MCs, and for some reason, the dopest of the Harlem MCs never gets known. Like,
yo,
it's like
you know
we, if they'd only accept us as we flashy, but the lyrical dudes, I mean, you know me, I hit
you know
the streets,
something?
Man.
We had two lyrical dudes that we just now lost. I think that they would have turned the whole game upside down. Not to be funny, Stack Bundles.
Yeah.
Bundles was nice. He would have turned
nice.
That whole game upside down. He would have turned the whole game upside down. Him mm-hmm. and Max B.
Max B. Well, Max B, I look more on the producer side. I don't look really lyrically like Max B. I stacked Bundle, he was kind of nice. But, you know, I thought you was going to mention Big L. You know what I'm saying? You know, lyrically, you know, Big L was the Harlem rapper.
That's
you know,
right.
Big L was
yeah.
the epitome of a
yeah.
Harlem MC. You know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
right.
you could,
right.
you know, lyrically.
And I left Big
that
L
was
out of it. I did leave Big L out of it.
Yeah, you know, of the Harlem MC that was lyrically nice, Big L, and you know, and a lot of people underestimate BR, man. Black Rob is lyrically nice, you know. You know, he had his ups and downs, but if you go lyrically toe-to-toe with Black Rob, lyrically, he's nice. Lyrically, Infrared, that was down with the Rough Riders, was lyrically nice. But, you know, cats, and I'm going to tell you, the most, two more little dudes, man, that they don't get their props, man, and they Harlem rappers, man. T-Rex and Poster Boy.
Yeah,
Poster Boy
don't get. Yeah, Poster Boy is another one that lyrically, he'll damage something too.
He'll damage something crazy and kick
yeah,
his fire.
Yeah,
a lot of times
something.
They don't get Poster Boy. They don't give him his props. And remember, Poster Boy is the number one first winning the battle on 106 in Park, winning the rap battle, and held the title for a long time. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
He held the title for a long time. He retired. He's the first one that got his rap, that chain retired on the 106 in Park. You know, he got the thing that, I don't know, he signed with Nelly, and I don't never know what ever happened after that. No.
Well, we'll find out because we all live in the same hood, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get
I heard Dougie
some...
Fresh's son is pretty nice, too, man, now. Little Dougie Fresh is supposed to be lyrically one of the most lyrically talented cats, another cat out here doing this thing.
Well, we're going to find out because Doug going to be on one of our shows coming up real soon.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be on somebody's show out of the three of us.
Mm-hmm,
he's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be on one of our show coming up real soon because I heard... my other man talking about they was trying to get an interview with something with him in his restaurant.
Yeah, and McGruff is coming through, too. McGruff is going to come through, too. That's
okay,
another Harlem
cool.
MC that's underrated. You know, Herb McGruff, you know?
Do you think Papoose is hot as he is?
Papoose is hot, but I think that Papoose got a lot of boost from K-Slay. But I think he's nice. Papoose reminds me of the old Lord Finesse.
Yeah.
Metaphors.
Okay.
You know, Lord Finesse, you know, the metaphors. He reminds me maybe an up-to-date version of Lord Finesse. I'm not saying I like Papoose, you know. Yeah, I just think, you know, K-Slay bigged him up a lot more. I don't know if I would say Papoose is the top rapper like they were trying to make, like one of the top rappers. But Papoose is definitely one of the heavy underground cats, you know.
Okay. Well, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Hayward. We're on BeastStewRadio.com. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And what me and Stu is talking about, we want to know, we playing songs. We want to know from y'all out there in Radio Land. How would you say that? Not Radio Land, right, Stu?
On the net,
say Radio
on the web.
Land. On the web, the
Call in. Feel free to tell us what do y'all think is the hottest crew now, back then. Like, I have Puffy. Stu,
you got Puffy for
got
now
Megan.
Or back then? Now, who's your hottest
Puffy.
Crew back then?
I got Puffy back then, and I got Puffy now. Puffy got a nice little crew to me.
I mean, who he has now that you consider is dominating the rap game? I want to know what rapper he has now.
Who he got? French? Who he just now signed over there?
Yeah, French Montana. He's all right. I like French Montana. You know, I'm still trying to
And check this out. And I'm not trying to take nothing
but
from
I'm into
French
longevity.
Montana. I'm not trying to take nothing from French Montana. French Montana ain't he's part of my man Max B crew.
He might be.
Hey.
You know, because you know, once you get a deal, you know, you become your own crew. You know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Max B is locked down now, so Max B don't have a crew. To be honest with you, you know.
You're right.
He have a crew, but not the crew in rap game right now. So French Montana is on his own crew, if Max B is lucky enough to come home. From what I hear, he has a lot of time, right?
Yeah, but you never know. That's here or there. But
if he's lucky enough to come home, he could get down with French Montana now, you know, because French Montana is actually in the game, you know. But let me tell you, let's keep it real. You signed to Bad Boy, right?
Yeah.
Bad Boy has a history of helping you get out there, but locking you in later on. I mean, let's look at it. Spoke for itself.
You're right.
What artists wouldn't not sign with Puffy, but what artists signed with Puffy and has benefited?
You're right.
Biggie.
But it goes both ways. Look at Corey Gunn. I mean, that's Peter Gunn's son, Corey.
Now, I'm
going to
tell you what Corey
Gunn
did.
He's over there, and I think he's over there relaxing.
No, I'm going to tell you what Corey Gunn's messed up at to me. I think he should have stood with Nick Cannon. Not just the management, but he should have signed with Nick Cannon as the record label. See, Young Money, you could go over there and be a ghostwriter and don't even know that you're a ghostwriter. You dig what I'm saying? You could sign with these young dudes. You young cats out there better take what I'm about ready to say real deep to y'all. You young cats with these labels, sometimes these artists stay in the game by keeping fresh, by hiring guys like you, giving you a deal, giving you some money, putting a chain around your neck, making you feel like somebody, taking you to the parties, got you with a whip. But meanwhile, in the background, you're writing and you're writing and you're writing and you're writing. And they're like, oh, yo, you know what? Let me keep that, man. I'm going to bring you out next time, man. I'm going to keep this one, though. But the next joint, I'm going to bring you out on my album. Matter of fact, I'm going to take this rhyme right here, and then I'm going to give you, and you write you another 16 bars. I'm going to put you on my song. I'm going to give you a couple of dollars for that. He give you like $10,000, right? You wrote the whole record, your part and his part. The record goes quadruple platinum. You got $10,000, a chain that, you know, that they wrote off. You might have got a car that they wrote off, and if you don't keep on writing hits or end up getting your stuff dropped, you might lose that car. And this is how it goes down. A lot of guys are ghostwriters. There's been a lot of rappers. There's a few songs out here right now that's known for other people who wrote them, and the person sitting in the background. There's a lot of rappers out here, right?
A lot of them.
And these cats, you sign these deals and don't realize, yo, I'm just going to be a ghostwriter. I'm writing hits for this dude.
Like for instance, Neo. Neo was a ghostwriter, and probably somebody got on his nerves, so he said, yo, I'm going to come out and sing myself.
Exactly. You know, Source Money...
Faith was a ghostwriter. She was a ghostwriter, right?
Yeah.
That was Mary
Biggie. But in the rap game, the most famed thing that people talked about in the rap game was when Source Money was claiming to write a lot of Jay-Z stuff. Streets
True.
Watching. You know,
yeah.
Source Money claimed
yeah.
the whole thing to that. And that was the thing that set Jay-Z up on the grind. It was another kid that was out here claiming he wrote Halle Berry for Hurricane Chris. You know, that Halle Berry song. And there's a few cats out here, you know, there's a few cats in a Dirty South situation where they're claiming that, you know, they wrote these songs, but that's what it is. that's what it is, man. Like, you know, you guys got to understand when you sign these deals, what are you doing? What are you getting yourself into? What's going down? You know, are you being the artist? Get yourself a release date. Don't just take the chain. Get a release date is more important than that chain, man. You know, and a lot of cats don't know that. You get a release date, at least you know my record is coming out this day. Now, there's another chance that they may not even promote your joint, but at least if you smart and you save some money out your budget, and instead of buying a car and all that, you can go and hire an independent company to promote your record on by yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So on that note right there, let's go into some more news. You know, Peter Rosenberg called Nicki Minaj a sellout, right? For that new
single. Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Jewish guy.
That's right.
Him. Well,
that's,
you know, they've
right.
been saying that about Nicki anyway. They said her music has been selling out. She's went pop. And
yeah, well,
I agree with
new
Peter
single,
Rosenberg.
This new single, Starship, is like a pop song, man, and which is true. It's like, yo, she's leaving the rap game. What's going on?
You know, listen,
is you
I
turning
agree with
Katy
Peter
Perry
Rosenberg.
On us? What's going on? And I am agreeing with him on that.
I
am agreeing
him
on that.
I'm not so much of a Nicki Minaj fan. Like, you know, I'm not really, you know. Like,
yeah,
I
really,
you know,
want to see what her second album's going to be about,
you
man.
You know, without
what?
She, I just, you know, she did that old, you know, lyrically, I didn't feel nothing. I'm going to tell you, man, Young Money are the best marketers in the world. They market that whole situation. They took a bunch of not-so-good rappers and made them sound like they're the best damn rappers in the game. You got to get
what, Tyga? Tyga's over there, right?
I mean, all right, I'm going to tell you another dude. Now, we're going to name when we talk about ghostwriting. Why is my man Jay Mills not coming now? And I bet Jay Mills is writing a lot of music over there. I guarantee you that. And I'm not just saying that because Jay Mills is from Harlem. Jay Mills, we all know, Jay Mills in his heyday was one of the top Harlem rappers, and we was all looking for Jay Mills actually to put Harlem on his back at
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
No? Everybody yeah. in Harlem was looking at, oh, that kid Jay Mills is going to do it. He's going to do it. Now he's over there at Young Money. Have you heard anything from Jay Mills? Really,
Corey Guns is over there, and I'm saying that's going to be the same thing that happened to him.
Corey Guns should have went. I'm going to be honest with you. When I used to watch his show, and when I said, you're not going with Nickelodeon, you're not going to sign to Nick. Let me tell you something. Nickelodeon is just as rich, if not richer, than Lil Wayne, if you're going on just as who's rich. But if you were supposed to go on who can market you better business-wise, and you was over there with you would have been the top rapper at Nickelodeon with Nick Cannon's label. And Corey Guns didn't evaluate that. He seen the Young Money movement. He said, oh, Lil Wayne is hot. Tiger's over there. Jay Mills is over there. We about ready to do something big. And on paper, and if they running that to you, yo, it looks really crazy. But now in the backlash of everything, after the Corey Guns television show and everything is now, you're still trying to find your way in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but they saying that, yo, she's a sellout, B. Word up. That, yo, she's
yeah.
straight selling out and everything like that. And it's like the second thing with her. This is the second thing with her, so I don't know.
And
this
ain't act smart.
Huh?
The hurtful part about her, man, is she don't act smart. She plays the role of, you know, she, listen, I'm going to tell you this, man. Black women can't afford this role right here that she's playing. She, you know, now the blonde women, they always play like the dumb blonde, you know? The Barbie
yeah.
doll, the dumb blonde.
But
Black women
can't.
Came too hard in the game to be even playing that role, and that's the role she's playing. So I think that's where she's hurting herself. You know what I mean? Because, you know, she played, oh, no, I'm silly, I'm crazy, I'm retarded, you know? And that's the blonde head thing, you know? And that's
okay.
the, you know, and that's, and she's playing the Barbie doll, and it was a smart business move in the beginning. Can't deny it, can't hate on it. They got money. She was never really lyrically nice. They made her nice. Instead of her, you know, she might be making the best decision for her career. She might know because, you know, Lil' Kim is coming at her now.
Lil' Kim.
If she don't
Kim
go
pop. Came at her. Well, you know, because I'm right here in the next room from you, Lil' Kim did come at her. Little Kim has some fighting words for Nicki Minaj. And, you know, she called us. She's like, yo, you made a song called Stupid Ho. Yo, dog, you are really a stupid hoe for making a song called Stupid Ho. That's like you bringing us down.
That, now, that's
you
what
I'm bringing us down a notch. That's
see,
what Little Kim
is coming,
saying.
This is what I'm coming to. Little Kim and them, even though Little Kim may have talked about nasty and sexual things, you always, Little Kim made herself a diva. She put herself around Mary J. Blige. She put herself around divas, you know what I mean? And even, you got to even look at it, she got down with Pink and all of them and did the other song, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The Lady Marmalade song. So
yes.
You got to look at the way she transcended. Now, this girl, she was doing it.
Tore that track
she,
up Ladies Night. Tore the track up Ladies Night with
exactly
with the other girl from Hot 97 and
Missy
Elliott
Martinez and Missy Elliott
and the Brat tore that track up.
She's gonna eventually have to battle Little Kim, and Little Kim has been tearing her up on every record. Now, you know, the kids is like, yo, she called her this and she said that and she said she talking to like. She said something, but it was one of the records that she was singing. But lyrically, that's not a battle. The critics like me and you, the critics like the Source Magazine, the critics like, you know, every Smack DVD, Grind Time, they're not going to call what you're doing battling Little Kim. They're going to call what you're doing is popping at her. You're throwing pop messages at her. And that's what she did in a couple of songs. And Little Kim came right at her like, listen, Bow, this is what I am. You know, she even told in the song that, you know, I'll beat you from Queens to Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
She took it there. So she didn't come back at her. Because, you know, people were saying, oh, Lil Wayne and them is telling her, yo, chill and just go platinum. That will kill your rap credibility. Once you get into a battle, you must finish, whether you win or not. You got to look, and you could lose a rap battle because Jay-Z considerably lost the battle between Nas.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z is considerably the most powerful rapper right now in the game. And Nas, even though Nas won the battle, he's struggling as for record sales right now and to stay established.
Same thing with 50 and Jadakiss. When 50 said something about Jadakiss, Jadakiss came out and strangled him.
And
but,
now,
you
that's,
know,
now that's another
them.
Thing that you got to think about with your question, Russ. The guys with the cult followings, the Fat Joes, the Jadakisses, the Norries, the guys that
we got a list of songs. We gonna get into these songs, man. Let's get into some of these songs right now, man. Because yo, I want to come back with my six reasons. What is your man type? I also got to do my drink. So let's get into some songs. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. We are on BeefStewRadio.com. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883 or 914-338-1685. And, Stu, let's go into some music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss all of this. You feel me, Stu?
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Duda. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles at the Nico, J and Chubb, shot the Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, it's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play, every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time, I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt. It's east side, we in this bitch, wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch, that's my
shit. I'm fucked up, tore down, I'm twisted. Doorknob, talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young, money, got a drum on a gun, in the jazz of bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Skeet, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she? Now she want a photo, you already know though.
Yeah.
You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up? Real nigga, what's up?
What's up?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Fine. 12:45,
about that time.
Been
dead it all week, time to unwind.
CTG, that's his crew. Yeah, he
got
big
over there
solo.
Hot besides him?
Oh, he got Boo Massino. He got a few cats down with him, man. Jeezy got a few cats, man. Matter of fact, he got a few cats. Let me tell you something. Jeezy got, remember we had C-Loke on the show?
That's
he got
right.
A few cats that was down with C-Loke, man. Word. That over there.
And C-Loke got who?
CeeLo was rolling with
from Dallas that we just now interviewed.
Well, CeeLo got a lot. CeeLo had Young Bleed. He had Young Bleed. He had Little Boozy. He had he had a few other dudes. But yo, he had that Boo Massino too. You know what I'm saying? He had him over there. And there's a few cats, man. They had, man. So you know,
okay.
they got some cats over there.
Okay.
Then he was rolling
okay.
with Big Meech in them. You know what I mean? They was rolling with the real BMF. So you know, they was doing this thing.
So that crew over there is getting a little something.
Young Jeezy and them is getting money, man.
All right,
getting
cool.
Money.
Okay.
Rick Ross is getting
okay.
money. Puffy is getting money. I mean, right now. You,
okay.
Well, you know Puffy's getting money because Puffy is managing Rick Ross.
Okay. Okay, on that note, let's go into
yes.
this, Stu. What's
all
your
right,
man
bro.
Type? What's your man type is...
I don't have no man type, I'm telling you.
It's
that's,
for the ladies.
The
it's
guy.
For the ladies, Stu. This is for the ladies, B. No homo. You know how we do, B. But anyway, what's your man type is from the Steve Harvey... movie that is coming out March 9th. Think
yeah.
like a man. You know Steve Harvey
got
has
Kevin Hart in
a book.
Too.
Kevin
yeah.
Hart is in it. Kevin Hart is in it. Wendy Williams has a part in it. Megan Fox is in it. I can't think of the other brother name with the pretty eyes. I can't think of his name right now.
You talking about Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard, no.
Howard, yeah.
No, Terrence Howard.
Said,
no,
you got to say the bell with the but, light eyes. You can't say
yeah with the light
eyes.
I know.
You
okay,
can't say
cool.
That,
light
brother.
Eyes. Okay.
No homo again. I mean, you can't even say no homo. You got to say pause because no
pause,
homo is
okay.
offensive.
Okay,
you pause.
But let me get into this story, man. Let me get into this story. We already know that Megan Good is in it and everything like that. Ain't the young lady that messed with Wei Wei, is she's in this movie too? I said Wendy Williams is in it too, right?
I don't know.
The young lady that messed
said
with
Wendy Williams is in it, but I don't know. I don't actually know who the
tell
cast
me her name.
Is.
Tell me her name.
I don't even know who you're talking about really right now.
Wei Wei, the basketball player. I can't think
yeah,
of her name because the name
so
is not on
women,
it right
you
now.
Know, I don't know who he's.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But this is for the ladies. What is your man type? You think you know how the relationship game is played by the fellas? Take this quiz to see what type of man you are most attracted to based on the character in the upcoming film, Think Like a Man. The story follows four connected and diverse men who love lives are shaken up after the ladies they are pursuing by Steve Harvey book. And start taking his advice to heart. When the band of brothers realize that they have been betrayed by one of their own, they conspire using the book Inside Information to turn the tables and teach the woman a lesson. You follow me so far, Big Stu?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. Are you ready to play? This is for the ladies, man, because, you know, me and you talking about rap. Ladies don't always want to hear anything about rap.
I mean,
yo,
listen, brother, I'm here with you. I just don't, I'm just trying to understand your approach. So I'm being open-minded, man. So
okay, be open-minded. Because, you know, yesterday we was on a show, and the ladies was like, why do a man cheat? And, you know, I had to have my show in weeks of time, days ahead of time. I had to have my show in. And I already had my show in with this in, and so happily, y'all invited me to the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me? Okay.
Yeah.
His ideal weekend is hitting the hottest clubs, a night in with his mama, trying a new sport or activity, gambling with the guys. See, me and you can't really answer this because me and you is cohort cheaters. Me and you are cohort cheaters. That's number one. And this is for the ladies. Ladies, feel free to call in. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. We are on bstewradio.com. The number is 1-877-288-6883. Okay? Now, if your man tell you that, hey, I'm running late, what is his excuse? Baby, you know I had to look good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was dropping moms off at yoga. I was planning our next big adventure, or I lost track of time.
The best bet would to say I lost track of time.
You know, Stu, I'm circling them and putting checks, and I circled lost track of time. That's gonna be my first thing. I'm gonna say I lost track of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, heckle one more for you, Stu, number three, because there's only six of them, Stu. Heckle number three. The first thing you would notice about his place is, no way, let's go to my place instead. The smell of home cook. A long list to do on the fridge.
Now, what the question is, the first thing you notice, what would that question be to know what type of man? I'm trying to understand that.
The first thing you would notice about his place.
Or the first thing a woman would notice about my place.
That's right. That's
now, go ahead, mention it again.
No way. Let's go to my place instead. A smell of home cooking. A long list to do on a refrigerator. A killer retractor and flat screen. Hey,
I think you
go ahead.
Find the flat screen up in my joint.
There you go.
You won't find. I ain't gonna lie and say you're gonna find a home cooked meal. Now, you might have to go to Kev's get his cooker on house for that.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You ain't gonna find that in my house.
You'll smell a great box of pizza or a nice order of some food or some cookie. Or, you know, I might go to the Chinese buffet and get you the all you can eat pack $5 plate. Now, you come in there and smell
so
like
right.
that. But
you are so right. Okay, heckle number four. Watching the movie and his cell phone ring, he let it go to voicemail, then text back. He puts it up. If it's his mother, she will just keep calling. Grab it. A new opportunity can be knocking. Ignore it. He will call back when he gets a chance. Me, I would go with C. Go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
I would
to
grab
say.
It because a new opportunity would be knocking, and I'm
That's
always
right.
trying to get
That's
my
C.
business going.
That's
you know?
C. That is
so I
C.
I would grab it. So that's the type of man I am. I'm about my business. So.
That's right. Okay, here we go. On a date, the waiter comes to take your order. He order for both of you. He knows what's best on the menu. Request an extra dish to bring home to his mother. Inquire about specialties. Ask for more time. He cannot decide. Me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always going to order something good, tasty, because, you know, I don't know how to cook as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I order, I'm going to order something nice and good for both of us.
See, you know, I kind of disagree with you on that one, Russ, because these women are so fickle now. One day they want to eat some meat, next day they want to eat some salad. So I preferably will say, check this out. I will order for me, right?
Yeah.
And I will inquire about the other thing. I'll inquire about a dish, and I will ask her, would you like that? I'll give her the opportunity. Because women right now are so, I know that sometimes they like you to make a choice, but I don't like to make the wrong choice. You know what I mean? And you can make the wrong choice. Just be real. You know, you can make something the girl don't eat. You know, especially if it's your first date with a woman. You don't know her taste buds. She don't know yours. You know what I mean? So
yes.
You have to be careful. You have to give her the opportunity to pick her meal. And I feel that would be my way of getting to know her. So that's why I would ask the man, you know, I would ask, inquire about something to see if she inquired about something. So if she inquires about something, then I can get to understand her more, you know, especially if
okay.
It's the first
date. Okay. That was number four. You want, oh, wait a minute. That was number five. That was number
yeah.
five. Here's the last one.
Hmm?
He solve a problem by problem with a question mark, what problem? Ask his mother, be creative, ignore it. He solves a problem by A.
Okay.
Problem, what problem? Is a problem with a question mark and it says what problem?
Hmm.
B. Ask his mother. C. Be creative. D. Ignore it.
And now that's a two-part question. Because it all depends on who you're dealing with and how mad she got you, you know, because you might ignore her ass, you know what I'm saying? So that might be problem one. You might be annoying, like, what problem? But if it's a problem that's really affecting your family, then you got to be creative and be the man and solve it.
Okay.
No other choice around that.
Okay. And on that note, what's your man type, ladies, from the Steve Harvey book, Think Like a Man? It will be in theaters March 9th. You're listening to Drinks on Russ. I'm your host, Russ Haywood. And the number to call in is 1-877-288-6883. And, Stu, I really wasn't feeling that because, you know, we guys.
Yeah.
You know, we guys and everything. I really wasn't feeling that. But getting back to it, let me give up my second drink.
All right.
All right, now this drink right here, I'm going to be making for me and you as soon as we go into the music and everything like that because I don't want to make all this noise and stuff. But this is a Nouveau Lemon Sherbet, and this is the Nouveau in the gold bottle. And, Stu, I wanted to try because, you know how people first started saying Nouveau in the pink bottle and then you wanted to try it because you started seeing it and everything like that. I started mm-hmm. seeing this too, so I wanted to try it. And I'm going to let you try it when we go into the music. But this is a Newbert Sherbet Drop is the name of the drink and is best served with Nouveau Lemon Sherbet. It's for four mm-hmm. servings.
Okay.
You ready, Stu? Okay.
I'm ready.
You got to get 6 ounces of Nouveau Lemon Sherbet. That's the name of it. It's in, you know, the Nouveau was in a pink bottle. This one right here is in a gold or a yellowish bottle. Yeah, I would say some people would say gold. Some people would say it's a yellow bottle. But you need 6 ounces of that. You need 2 ounces of triple set. Stu, don't start asking me what's triple set because I already told you previously in last shows. Okay, you need
yeah.
2 ounces of lemon and lime soda. You need 1 ounce of sour mix. Your local liquor store will have sour mix in there. Just go in any liquor store and just ask for sour mix. Any liquor store has sour mix. And you need 12 lemon wedges. Pour ingredients into a short glass with plenty of ice. Stir to combine it, and that's it. That's a real nice, easy drink, Stu. Real nice, easy drink for us, and I'm going to be making that drink for me and you as soon as we go to the music and everything like that. And
yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm watching you make the drink.
Okay, cool. Let me say something else to you. I see that we haven't been saying that word. Don't say the word, but we haven't been saying that word. So we so far so good?
So far so good. So far really
so far,
good.
So far so good. Okay, now let's get back to the topic that me and you had at front was what is the best crew, rapping crew out, past tense, a present, you can say.
Uh-huh.
You can say past tense to the present. What do
past
you think
to the present.
Past to the present. What do you think was the best hip-hop crew past to the present? I got Puffy, you got Rick Ross, and every song that we done played, we talked about different rappers. We played the Jim Jones song. We talked about how Jim Jones held Harlem down single-handedly. Thank you, Jim Jones.
The best hip-hop crew of all time, man, is would obviously, truthfully,
go.
I would have to go with it's three. I would have to go with Boogie Down Productions. I would have to go with Death Row with the Dog Pound. You know, and I would definitely have to say the number one hip hop crew of all times, where they all made money and all been successful, was the Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay. Okay. You picked, but why you picked three old school? Not really old school, but why you pick three?
Because a lot of rappers today, man, you know, all right, they'll make a record, but there's a lot of one-hit wonders. The Wu-Tang, a lot of the older rappers made catalogs. Like, you heard a rapper, right? Like, a rapper come out now, and they'll be all hot, and you don't hear no more about them. They don't even get a chance to make a catalog like LL or the Wu-Tang or Run DMC or Jay-Z has done. A lot of these rappers don't even get a chance to make a catalog. They get one album and one album only and a bunch of mixtape songs, but nobody makes catalogs like, you know, and the Wu-Tang, they have a major catalog, you know?
Yes. Yes. It's a... I got you on that. Well, what you want to do? You want to go back into some more music?
We could do that.
Okay, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. Feel free to call in. The number is 914-338-1685. We are on BeefStewRadio.com. And I guess let's go back into it because I got somebody on that list that I wanted to talk about.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, go.
Let's do it. Five loads,
said it rained on my arrival. Now the storm of the brain make these guys drive slow. Like I was 5-0, but my creed's Apollo. On the rocky road with the coldest live show. For those before I came, I make the song cry bold. Lyrical gymnast, you set the bar low. This is that killer Manjaro, like Twitter you can follow. It may be hard to read like hieroglyphics. Written on the wall, Chicago, check my youth revival. Truth is side flow, I stand like M did with Dotto. Crime parties, any live, yo, it's liable to get banged like things that rival tribal slang. From the primal brain, kill the game and watch the die slow. Ali, O.C., I fight for more than a title. Your idol, your idol, your idol.
Out from the streets of Harlem to everywhere.
Wow. Wow. What's going on, Big Stu? That was nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Jim
that
Jones, blow the smoke.
That was nice. Jim Jones, blow the smoke. B word. Jim Jones, blow the smoke. And that man held it down, B. But that was his second song. But it's okay, man. Stu, you know, I want to give a rest in peace shout out. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that. To who?
Okay, I want to give a rest in peace shout out to Sullivan Walker. Sullivan Walker was the Trinidadian actor that played on the Cosby Show. He was he had a role on there as a doctor, like Dr. James Hartman or something like that. He was a West Indian. Matter of fact, Get Rich or Die Trying Hard with 50 Cent. He played his grandfather.
Yeah, he played in a few other movies. I was trying to explain to you that Dougie TV show that he was on. He was Dougie's father, too, the comedian, a father for the comedian Dougie, too. He was on TV for about 2 years. He played in a lot of movies, and he also played in earlier movies.
Oh, okay, Dougie that played in Cool Runnings with the dreadlocks, the little comedian.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
now I know who you're talking about. Okay, he played his father, too?
Yeah, and a TV show that Dougie, remember Dougie had a TV show on one time?
Yeah,
and he was
yeah.
Dougie's father in that TV show.
Yeah, well, I want to give a rest in peace shout out to him. And, you know, like he was 68 years old. He came to New York in the 60s, around 1960s here. He also was a playwright. He also got his first big break here in Harlem. He was attending the Harlem School of Arts, and he was a playwright there. And I want to give a rest in peace shout out to him, B. Word.
That's what's up.
Word.
Yeah, I want to give a shout
up.
Out to somebody.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to Mama Kim, who came on the show yesterday. She's not a host on Beast Through Radio, but she pops in on different shows here and there. She's part of the Beast Through Radio family. I want to give a shout out to her for whole, you know, she was on there with Kay Nicole and Mimi trying to help them hold it down, even though she didn't do a good job, you know, we was winning, you know, we did what we had to do, but I just want to give her a shout out and to thank her for, you know, participating in the panel yesterday.
Yeah, that panel was something, B. Why do men cheat? Why do men cheat? Because, hey, it's in our blood to cheat, Stu? Nah, you can't say that, Stu. And yo, that show was crazy, Stu. That show was crazy. I liked it a lot. Why do men cheat?
Yeah, you know, a lot of stuff we said was just, we were just messing with the women. You know, we don't mean. We were just messing with the women, just having a good time.
Yeah, but some, you do have some men that's knuckleheads that be cheating just because the thing between the legs got to stay hard. You ever seen that Cheech and Chong movie back in the days when who that was? That was Chong, and he was like, stay hard.
Yeah.
And when he came home from jail, yo, why do men cheat? Word, why do men cheat? Because we can just do that. We was put on this world, on this earth for a reason. And if y'all ladies don't believe me, feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-288-6883. Or y'all can call in at 914-338-1685. Why do men cheat? Because we can just do that point blank. Point blank. And if y'all don't like it, y'all can call in and say whatever. And another reason why we cheat for financial reasons sometimes. You know, some men do. Stu, you know some men cheat for financial reasons.
Yeah, they do.
You may not have the car and the girl got the car. And I'd be like, okay, cool, my girl don't got no car, so I'm going to meet this girl that got a car, and I'm going to use her car. There's a bunch of reasons why men cheat. Word, there's a bunch of reasons why men cheat. Some of us just cheat because, you know, some of y'all faces is just so bad, we got to put a paper bag over it, but you got a fat booty. Word, you got a
You let down a lot of steam you wasn't let down yesterday, huh, player?
player from the Himalayas. player. Word, why do men cheat? Because, you know, we just got to do it sometimes. We just have to just cheat because we just cheaters, right?
right, Stu? I can't get a backing on this.
Yeah, I got you. You know, my little man Jaheim just came in the building, so you know.
Okay.
I got the little shorty with me in the building in the studio with us today.
Yeah, it's almost closing time. 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's almost closing time, but it's okay. Oh, yo, I went to go get the soda, and I went and took a peek at the TV, and the Celebrity Apprentice was off. They got rid of George Takei, the Chinese one. You know he was gay from Star Trek. You watch Star Trek? I wasn't a Star Trek fan.
A little bit.
Well, they got rid of him. And me personally, I ain't think he was going to win neither. I don't think Arsenio's going to win. I don't think Michael Andretti's going to win. I don't even think Lisa Mampanelli's going to win. I think it's going to come down to, you know, Clay Aikens, you know, Penn from Penn and Teller's on there. I think it's going to come down to Penn, that girl Patricia Vaquez. In the movie The Mummy, right? You know,
yeah.
the mummy wife, her name was Onakanami. Yeah, Onakanami. Well, I had played the joke on my girlfriend when she was having the baby up in the hospital. They had asked me, what do you want to name it? I said, Onakanami. If everybody naming their kid crazy. Alexis, I want to name my kid Onakanami. Yo,
wow.
Stop being stupid. Stop playing. I was like, no, I'm serious. She was like, you can't be for real. But let's get back into this. Yeah. If people naming their kid Alexis, Mercedes.
Yeah.
Alexis, Mercedes. What's some of the
names?
Moed. What's some of the names that these people have out here? They have some of the most craziest names. Why not name her that? But, you know, that would have been getting a little bit too crazy. But let's change the subject anyway. Let's get back on why do men cheat, Stu?
All out of reasons. I think we explained every reason that we can why men cheat. I don't think there's no more reason that we can put out there. If it's another reason, some other man could come and say it.
You're doing a cop-out like how I'm doing a cop-out yesterday because your little man is in the building. Your little man ain't in the building by himself. your little man is not in the building by himself, huh?
Nah, well, you know, that's how it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Men cheat, you know, women cheat too. But,
yeah.
We got a caller, right? We might have somebody that want to say why men cheat.
Okay, put them on.
Hello?
Hey, what's poppin'? This is Russ Brother, the Harlem Renaissance Man.
Hey, Brother Steve. What's going on, Brother Steve?
Hey, everything is everything, man. What's poppin'?
I'm okay. What's going on? You called in to drop some knowledge on us today, Brother Steve?
Yeah, I guess since you're on the question of why men cheat, well, now there's millions of reasons why men cheat, you know. The question is, why do women cheat?
But hold on a minute, Brother Steve. Yesterday, Brother Steve, me and Stu was invited to this show yesterday, and it was a roundtable discussion on why do men cheat. And I mean, Brother Steven, the Harlem Renaissance Man, Stu went in on the ladies yesterday. He went in on them. Yes, he did. All right, Stu.
Woo.
Yes.
I had to represent for the brothers.
Yes, but I'm going to let you explain why do a man cheat. You go ahead, Brother Steven.
Well, although there's a million and one reasons why men cheat, sometimes it's because maybe the lady ain't giving them what they supposed to be giving them and doing things for them the way they supposed to be doing things for them, you know. There's millions of reasons, you know. Maybe he's just not being treated right or fairly or something like that. He feels, you know, like an inferior complex, and he might want to just go out there and see maybe it's something else in the world that he should be looking for, you know. And then when he looks and he finds something, he just want to play a little while. Then he want to miss mommy and come back home, you know. And then sometimes, you know, when he get there, it's, you know, it's looked at as cheating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess some of us don't really grow up and we don't experience a lot of things in life like maybe others do. And we just want to have fun. And it's just not, you know, we want to hang up those cards that say have fun, you know. But when you take on a responsibility, you know, it's kind of hard because you want to be the old you and you want to be the new you. And the new you is not getting it with the old you, you know. So the old you, you got 2-3 girlfriends, and the new you, you just got one. Then some habits are hard to break.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Brother Steve. Thank you very much. Do you want to drop some knowledge on us about Harlem?
Well, not really. You know, it's been like a slow process. Matter of fact, I came through Harlem the other day, and I was looking at some of the new brownstones and stuff that they have been building.
Yeah.
And, man, Harlem is looking great. It has a great face from, like, since back in the day when I started out with the Renaissance Project, with the Renaissance Ballroom and stuff, to rebuild that and rebuild the whole Harlem community. It's really come back from a long ways, man. I mean, there were so many abandoned buildings and little dugout hallways and stuff, and now it's looking real good. Harlem has a new face, and it's looking good.
That's what's up, yeah, and I feel the same way.
Yes, it does. It's just that the rent is too much.
Yeah,
oh, now, yeah, that's a whole nother story because, you know, middle income is not the middle income that we thought middle income was, you know?
Yeah. $1,600 for a studio is a little bit too much in Harlem nowadays.
Yeah, the rent is crazy because some of them brownstones went for, like, what, $1, right?
Yes.
They went for $1, and all you had to do was get a loan to fix them up, or if you had your own money, you could fix them up.
Yes.
But now those things are going for millions of dollars.
Millions.
So
millions.
It was a great investment
for
people who could afford it.
I'm just concerned about
the entertainment industry in Harlem, man. You know, that's my main concern right there. Even though what's important is about the people who live there who, you know, want their community to thrive and everything. But
I
want to
bring you on the show one day and have you talk about the, you know, back in the days, the Harlem Renaissance, back like when the Harlem Wrens used to play, and how that was like a main attraction in Harlem, and, you know, the history of that.
Yeah, one of my friends was a Harlem Wren, Mr. John Isaacs. You know?
I met Mr. Isaacs a while back. I was working for Contact Sports, and we actually, you know, tried to get him to wear some of the Contact Sports gear. He's at the Kips Bay Boys Club, I think, now, right, in the Bronx.
Right. I used to work up there. My niece's boyfriend had got killed, and, you know, I wanted to go in the area and see what was going on there, and, you know, and I met Mr. I, and they was hiring at the time. So I came in, and I became the art teacher there. They was trying to hire me for the gymnasium, but, you know, from my art background, they brought me into the art studio downstairs in the basement that had been closed for many years. And we did a work of art on that place, man, and brought it back to life.
Mm.
And I tried the Rennie Project there, you know, of how we would have it in the Renaissance Ballroom if that was the place with the studios and the workshops and this and that. So I took the Boys Club and kind of worked it around like it was the Rennie as I see it in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out. And we gave a big fashion show upstairs. We used each department from each room and everything to work together with all the kids and stuff. And everybody chipped it in. One group made, like, flyers and tickets and stuff, and the other group, they did choreography, and they did the backdrops to the stage and all that stuff. So we put together a beautiful production. It was called Harlem Rennie Rising Stars.
Oh.
And it turned out nice. And it was from the kids in the Boys Club.
Well, I definitely want to get you on the show and talk to you about that, because that was big for Harlem. You know, not only just big for Harlem, but big for blacks in basketball. You know,
and
it's a real deep story around that. So we need to get you here one day and build on that for 2 hours.
Yeah, because the Harlem Wrens was something else, man. Nobody had a record like that, man.
Yeah, they only
played
the Celtics
against the Harlem Wrens, man. You know, Russ, did you know that?
Say it again.
Our dad played against the Harlem Wrens.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that because, you know, Steve, I'm not as old as you, but you do drop a lot of jewels on me. He be telling me a lot of stuff about my dad that I didn't know about. Cause, you know,
he played for the Jayhorn Eagles, and our brother, his name Biddy, started all of the Biddy basketball tournaments in New York and around the country. You know, it came from like a little stick drawing called Biddy of a sanitation department from a commercial, And my brother used to drive down the court playing with the big boys. They didn't have no tournaments for little kids then. And he came down the court and he was pumping and passing under the legs and around his neck and around his back. And they didn't know if he was going to pass or shoot or what. And they was trying to get his game, and he was just too quick. And he was good. So they decided that they need to put together a guy named White Mike in Geneva from up in the South Bronx. They decided they need to put together a tournament and call it the Biddies, you know, a citywide tournament.
Yeah, I remember citywide, the Biddies. I played Biddy in citywide myself, actually.
Right.
And it's really deep that you tell me that, because I didn't never understand. You know, that you telling me this is where the Biddy division came from. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was good. He was real good, and he was embarrassing them guys out there, them big boys. So they had to get him in his own league.
Mm.
And he played
tell him how tall our pops was.
Oh man, how tall was Dad? Dad was about seven something?
7'1", 7'2"?
Somewhere around there. He was
okay.
7 something.
And Russ is only
3 feet. Yeah.
We got pictures of him and everything. We got pictures of his team. And Biddy played at Madison Square Garden and killed him. The Knicks played the Celtics that year. And they played it in the WCBS tournament with it's a citywide tournament, CBS with the Parks Department. That they had for little kids and stuff. You know, that's when it really came to, you know, flourish in the forefront with the Biddies. And they started the Midgets and all this other stuff after the Biddies.
Mm-hmm.
And but he played at Madison Square Garden, and he won the MVP, and he gave it to Jimmy Black from North Carolina. They played with Michael Jordan, who hit Michael Jordan with that pass and won them the game. And they
yeah, I remember that. Yeah, North Carolina, yeah.
So, that was Jimmy Black. But
okay.
Jimmy Black, the first team he ever played on was the Masters up in the Bronx in Boston Secor where he lived at. And that was my team. I was coaching them at, like, what, 14 or 16 years old, you know. And,
That goes to show you, Stu, coaching is in my blood, because remember when you first started Showboat Classic Basketball, I had a team in there coaching, remember?
You did. I remember.
Remember, so coaching runs in my blood.
I see that.
Well, actually, teaching runs in your blood from Dad's side of the family since all the way back in slavery. Our ancestors, we never had our name wasn't a slave name. The name Abel came from some brothers that had a slave name, which was the Fork. The folks, like in folk music.
Yeah.
And it was three brothers, and the three brothers lost their three sisters to another plantation. But
owner.
The three brothers that were the folks on the folk plantation, they, after the war was over, they were told that they could have their own name, choose whatever name they want. They didn't have to use the master's name no more. So these Abels, they were school teachers and Sunday school teachers on the plantation. And what they did was they chose the name Abel because it was the name of the good son that God took favor for in the Bible. Cain and Abel's story, you know,
yes.
Abel's story. So they chose Abel, and Abel wasn't a slave name. And when they got that name, they spelled it A-B-L-E, the clerk, when he was supposed to spell it A-B-E-L. So as the generations went down, all the Abels from there became school teachers, and they were free school teachers, and they taught the Negro children and stuff. And they changed the name to what these three brothers meant when they said Abel, to not an action word, but an actual name of a person that was in the Bible. So it became the name A-B-E-L. And then, you know, they've been teachers all the way up to the day. Dad's wife is a teacher. We taught, coached, and did all kinds of stuff like that all through generations and generations of us teaching, leaders and stuff like that. You know,
I do a little bit of teaching now.
You're doing it now, right on the radio, man. You're doing your thing, man.
And my little troop that I got, too, I do a little bit of teaching over there, too.
The Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Giving us the signal, Russ.
Okay, they're giving us the signal. We got to wrap it up. But Brother Steve, I'm going to call you when I get out this studio. And next week's show, We're going to have next week's show. It's going to be about the people that started off. They ain't started, but they having a new Soul Train coming out. And I will be doing an interview with them, a live interview in the studio with them this Sunday. Look me up on Russ Haywood on Facebook, and y'all also can look me up on Drinks on Russ and be a friend to Drinks on Russ. Y'all listening to Russ Haywood on BeastStewRadio.com. And I would just say good night. And thanks for everything, Steven. Thanks for everything, Big
Stew. Did y'all check the Tina Rama story?
We going to get into all of that.
Okay, all right.
We're going to get into all of that. And, Steven, I'm going to call you. Let me get off the air first.
All right, okay.
Okay, okay. Good night.
This body smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, I'm still in the building. You know how I do. I go one more hour, one more hour, one more hour. Today's one more hour music, we're going to be doing a tribute to New Edition. New Edition is a group that did a lot, you know what I mean? You know, basically, we wanted to give Bobby Brown a shout-out, too, with all he's been through with the Whitney Houston stuff. But New Edition is a group that they've been through a lot of triumphs. New Edition, they the epitome of a group. They don't make groups no more like New Edition. New Editions came with the hip-hop sound, but they had the class of the Temptations, the class of the Four Tops. You know what I'm saying? Groups don't do that no more. Now there's a bunch of groups just with their pants hanging. It's not even really singing groups no more. The last true singing group might have been Jagged Edge. But the group that had it all, the dance steps, the move, the swagger, the style, the look, everything was New Edition, and they all went on to do their own songs. So what we're going to do for this next hour is we're going to get into some New Edition, and we're going to be right back. Let's do it, y'all.
Want to be
hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time.
There's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down, stay in control.
Cool it down.
You got to cool it down.
Yeah, you listen to the Beef Stew Radio. We in the building with a very special guest today. We in the building with Jaheim. Say what's up, Jaheim.
What's up,
Jaheim? Say hi.
Hi.
This is my boy, Jaheim. He's in the building. Tell him what you do for a living, Jaheim. Tell the crowd. Keep Jaheim in all the ladies' dreams.
I cry.
Why are you crying?
Because.
Because what?
I can't.
You can't what?
I do.
You go. This is my son. He's in the.
Goodbye.
All right, go ahead. Tell him goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
See, he's in the studio with me today. My man Jaheim. You know, it's late night. Mom's had to do something. So I got him with me in the studio today, and we're rocking house. And me and him is listening to New Edition. We were just chilling with drinks on Russ. And we're going to just keep it going with some more New Edition for the rest of the night. Let's do it. Big Stu in the building. New addition to the lot of songs, man. You know what I'm saying? They all went on to do solo acts. You know what I'm saying? Actually, Bobby Brown was the first one to leave the group. And, you know, let me tell you a story about Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill been singing. I'm going to play some songs for you people for Johnny Gill, too. Johnny Gill was singing since he was a little tyke, man. I mean, Johnny Gill was singing when he was about, like, 10 years old. Him and Stacey Ladisaw, they had a bunch of songs together. Perfect Combination, Block Party. I'm going to play a couple of them songs tonight for you if we get a little time. But basically, I just want you to know that New Edition was a super group, and that's why I'm playing them right now. New Edition, we doing a New Edition tribute on Beef Stew Radio. You're chilling with your man DJ Big Stew to 1 p.m. on the, you know, on the Drinks on Russ all the way to the a.m. segment. Let's do it.
was in my love boat. My water bed kept us afloat. I had to prove my manhood, show her that the VIP was damn good. Understood, I never had my boat rocked like that before. Yo.
Well, when we left the spot, all systems ready to go. She said, sit back and relax, I'm running the show. I couldn't hesitate, it was much too late. That girl had got me straight, and I was ready to go.
WBBG here. Like I told y'all, Bobby left the group first, and these next two songs was the first songs that Bobby kind of threw down. And it was kind of deep back then, because this was kind of the rooftop era, you know. I remember the first time I seen Bobby Brown, I didn't even know he was, you know. I was with some friends, and my friend's girlfriend just started screaming, like, "That's Bobby, that's Bobby." And we was like, "Who's Bobby?" He's like, "That's the one who left New Edition, that's the one Bobby Brown." Well, these were the records he had out back then. So Bobby Brown's been doing his thing for a long time. Once again, we're doing a New Edition tribute on Big Stu Radio. It's your man DJ Big Stu, all the way to 1 o'clock. We doing it real big. Let's go.
that I want, girl, and I need you right now. I really need you so. Oh, baby, yeah.
Can I do that to you, sweetheart?
I just wanna love you and kiss you and hold you so tight. Oh, baby.
Y'all know my guest host fell asleep on me in my lap, you know. My little man Jaheim, yeah, he was trying to hang out all night with his dad, but he couldn't do it. But he just to let y'all know he's sleeping right now in my lap on his way home. Get ready to go home to his mom, you know, I'm getting ready to give him to Mom Dukes and she's gonna jump in the car and take him home. But he chilled on the radio station with me and Russell, you know, that's what's up. That's how we are, Beef Stew Radio. We a family, we a big family radio station. Once again, my man Bobby Brown. We're going to get into this next joint. I really liked this next joint. This was his very, very first solo joint. I'm about ready to play right now for y'all. Let's do it.
Let's take some time. Let's take it slow. But surely.
Girl, that's so. Girl, that's so.
tell me, baby. What she have in store? The girl next door, her very essence, her presence, I do adore. And being this close is driving me wild. I love her personality, her style, her smile. My life is bright once more again. Our lives are hot, our souls will blend. I love that girl more than all the world. She's like priceless diamond, cultured pearl. She took me by surprise. Right before my eyes, she came to me like a vision on earth. I didn't have to look, I didn't have to search. I'll never bore my girl next door. Each other's body will explore. Our love will grow forevermore.
Waited for this moment.
to Ralph Transvat, when he left the group. You know what I'm saying? He got on the Mo Money soundtrack with Damon Wayans and his brother Sean Wayans. Not even Sean Wayans, excuse me, Marlon Wayans, excuse me. So this what they did back in the days when he left his group. He wanted to do his thing. Money buy you love, baby.
I'm are.
Someone who will treat you right, like me, girl. Someone who can hold it like
one who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sense of tip.
You need a man.
Y'all back into a young Johnny Gill when he used to do his thing with Stacey Lavishaw. I think I'll give y'all a couple of joints like that. Let's do it.
Riding to the ground.
down to the end of the show, man. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Sunday Show tribute to New Edition. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to my man Drinks on Russ. He went nuts today. He couldn't talk yesterday for some strange reason. He left me and Kappa to have to fight the women by ourselves, but I had to step up to the plate and hold it down for the fellas. You know? But that's how it goes, man. You know? Now, yesterday, it was some music that I wanted to play that I couldn't get to play that was dedicated to the whole movement of, you know, the women thing. So I'm going to play like maybe like one song before I go. Tell y'all that roses are red, violets are blue, the men rule, and that's what we do. You know, we won yesterday. I'm going to keep talking about it because we won. I was proud that we won. They're talking about they want to do a part two or whatever, whatever, whatever. We don't need no part two. We won, you know. I had an argument with Kay Nicole yesterday after the show. But hey, that's how it goes. Beef Stew Radio, number one radio station on the net, stirring up the best talk. You know how we do it. Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight, man. You know, y'all all know I joke and I laugh and I bug out. A lot of stuff I say I don't really mean, but it is what it is. Good night.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now, we're talking about beef stew.